So we've got, okay, welcome everyone. I appreciate all the welcome backs. This is Nanakasha with createyourownrealitynow.com, and this is the Intend Global Healing Call on 11-11-09. So I'm very excited about this. I was actually had some interesting interactions with people over the last 3 weeks or possibly a little bit more, and the whole concept of 11-11 kept popping up. And when I looked at the calendar and noticed that it was one day before our usual global healing, I thought, well, we just have to do something with this. So today is 11-11, and there's a lot of different people have a lot of different theories and opinions and feelings about 11-11. Of course, many years back, there was a 11-11, a very major energy shift. And, of course, every year we've got 11-11, the 11th of November, regardless of what the year is. But I have a feeling what has been coming to me has been very, very exciting. So I want to share a little bit with you, and then we're going to get into a really phenomenal energy shifting today. 11-11, if you follow numerology or different energetic patterns and shifts in the cosmic and planetary things and all that, has a lot of different meanings. And of course, in numerology, if you add up numbers, so if you're not familiar with it, I'll just do some basics. It's not my specialty, but I can share a little bit of what I do know. So if you could take your birth date, or you could take your address, or you could take whatever, a series, any numbers you have, and you just add them all up. And anytime you come to something higher than 11, you keep adding them together. So if you took your day, month, and year of your birthday and you added it all up and it came to 13, you would continue to add. You would add the 1 and the 3, and you would come up with 4. So if you come up with anything up to 11, you leave it there. Now, you can add the 1 and the 1 and get 2, and there's a lot of other meanings in that that we could go into. But right now, what we're interested is the actual 11. Years ago, I had a friend who taught me some very fascinating things about numbers. And one of the things I liked the best was he said 10, the number 1 and the 0, represented the 1 is you and the 0 is everyone else or everything else. And so leaving it as a 10 instead of saying, well, 1 plus 0 is 1, is very significant. And so to me, what has been coming to me in my dreams and my meditations in the last few weeks is if 1 and 0, a 10, is you and everything else, then a 1 and a 1 is you and you. And so for me, this has been really, really interesting. So what I feel is we're going to do today, and of course this is a lot of things have been coming to me, but I do just go right into an open space and let the universe bring through me what is the most highest and most beneficial things for all of our good. So we'll see what happens. I'm always interested to see what happens as well. But just going into the 1 and 1, I find this really appropriate for what is going on right now. What's happening in the world in general, in America specifically, government-wise, with business, with the banks, with real estate market, with people's lives in general, is just an amazing and huge and very intense shift. I'm sure that almost everyone here today will agree that even if your life is aligning well, you know people or are aware of people who are having situations of massive change. So we have, of course, the economy and the stock market and all of these different things supposedly crashing. I see this as what I call a deconstruction. I've had many of them in my own life. Most people have. And I don't see them as bad. They can be intense and they can be challenging, but everything is an opportunity. And so when we shift to see that, then I believe on a global level, and certainly in America right now in the U.S., we have an enormous opportunity to really ride this wave of change that's just shaking things to the foundation. So there's people in massive quantities of people in foreclosure, bankruptcy, divorce. There's people who are experiencing very, very serious stress and income and financial issues, job changes, and all kinds of things. And these are reflecting really down into the core of who we are. So briefly, my philosophy is there really is no such thing as something bad or evil. It's just energy, and it's just shift, and it's just change. So why would we have such massive change? Well, everyone has been asking for change at a very deep level, and we want it because we know that our divine right and our divine beingness is one that is so much more than what we're living, than what we're experiencing, and what we're able to create, that it's no longer acceptable for us to live in this space. It's just no longer acceptable for us to be less than who we really are and to be so disconnected from who we really are. And so this massive deconstruction, I can tell you from my personal experience, every time I've had a massive deconstruction, it was intense, it was challenging, it was often extremely painful, and yet when it came out the other side, I took advantage of it. I didn't stay stuck in it. The shifts and the changes within me, and therefore in my life and my experience with people, with love, with money, with whatever, are phenomenal. It's what I call you get the goodies. So you've probably heard me say, if you're willing to do the work, you get the goodies. And it's so true. So here we are in this middle of this massive tidal wave of change. And yes, lots and lots of people, most people do not like change. It's uncertain. You don't know what to expect. You don't feel safe or secure. You wonder and you worry and you stress. Many people, we were taught to take that and reflect it upon ourselves. We didn't just fail or not succeed in a particular venture or relationship. We decide we are a failure. And those are all illusions. Another reason why we need a massive shift. We need to get out of living in those false ideas, those false concepts about who we truly are and what the world is about. We're co-creating this world. Everything we think and feel reflects in our own reality and in the reality of the world. So whereas we can't directly create in anyone else's reality, we are adding to the whole. We are a part of all energy, and we are master, master creators. I was at a seminar this weekend that I was a speaker at. So it was put on by Law of Attraction Radio Network, and there were some wonderful speakers there. And one lady, there's a book out there, I forget who it's by this title, but she kept saying, "You're God, get over it, you're God, get over it." And that's the name of this book. And really, if you can get past your concept of what God is as in terms of something better than you, something that you aren't as good as, you realize that stepping into your own space, stepping into your own power, connecting with the true you, and connecting what you've created as your image, your personality, your ego, your outer reflection of who you are with the true inner person that you are is one of the most powerful things you can do. One of my favorite sayings is from Marianne Williamson about we're not truly afraid of our weakness, we're truly afraid of our strength. It's almost stunning and overwhelming, I think, when we begin to step into our true power. So here we are at 11:11, and perhaps you've been feeling some interesting energies today. Perhaps you've been tuned into this today. It's a really wonderful energy. I woke up in a wonderful mood and just feel almost bathed in a lightness, I think, is the best thing. So what several things about this particular time of the year. This particular time of the year, what I call the veil, is very, very thin. What does that mean? It means that we have, we're all energy, and everything around us is energy. And as we proceed through our experiences in life, we are connected at different levels with those other parts of us. There, if you know music, if you're familiar with music, which I'm not that great at music, but I do know this, or if you're familiar with any kind of physics, quantum physics, there's lots of different things that show this. There are multiple dimensions, multiple layers of energy that create reality. The reason is that everything's energy vibrating at a certain rate, and it vibrates at a different rate. Some things we can't see, right? We can't see electricity usually. We can't see the air usually. And yet we know it's there. It works. We breathe it. We turn our lights on. We call from cell phone to cell phone. Excuse me, we receive signals for our TV. There's all kinds of things, examples. My favorite is are certain animals or insects that can see things we cannot see. Our eyes are just a tool, and in their eyes are designed to see different levels of light and color and other energies that we can't see. Dogs can hear things we can't hear. They're at a different dimension, a different level of vibration. So this is a very real thing. It's not some sort of strange concept someone came up with, and it's been proved scientifically many, many different ways. So the reality is we live in this multiple layered dimensional experience, and we have the ability to tune our own vibration, our own thoughts, and our own feelings to these different levels and have different levels of experience. So if you're a meditator, you probably already know this. When you get into a deep meditation, or you go to some place that has very powerful, palpable energy, like perhaps Sedona or Egypt, you can feel it. Tune in, and you know that it's having an effect on you. And so what we have is that we ourselves are on many different levels. And it may be very intense right now, and yet what is your perception of that? What do you believe is possible? Okay, is it time to let go of the old ways? I think that the answer to that is a resounding yes, and that the old ways of thinking and being and doing things within our society and within ourselves are not working anymore to the level that we desire it. We're moving faster. We're smarter. If you have children, you can see they're coming in wired for sound already. They're accelerating past us. My one daughter, I have 12-year-old twins. They're going to be 13 in January. And my one daughter, they're just brilliant, and they just amaze me with their insights. And sometimes you'll have a conversation with her, and it sounds like you're speaking to somebody who's, 40 or 50 or 60, with the wisdom of the ages, just so aware. And she's so often bored. I mean, just literally bored. She can read 500-page books in just a matter of a couple of days, adult books. And she's just really, the world is not keeping up with her. School is not keeping up with her. And she's ready for something so new and so different. And it's frustrating to her to sort of be waiting around for the world and the rest of us to catch up. And I think you see this in more and more people, whether they're aware of it or not. So 11-11 is a beautiful doorway for us. And today I want to go through this doorway, and I want us to go together, and I want us to do this in a way that where we easily shed, okay, we shed the old ways, and we embrace the possibilities, the massive amount of possibilities and energies and opportunities and levels of beingness, levels of experience, of feeling, levels of relationships and connections that we've just almost never knew were possible. It's about expanding and opening and really letting go. You know, most of us who've been on a path for a while really realize that when you get on a path, which I used to call a spiritual path, I think it's more about a path of reconnecting to who we are and then allowing that to help, you know, to pour through us and out of us to create a new reality. When we get to create a new reality, what does it mean? Well, it means that the old falls away and there is a period of time, depending, you know, for me, I started this so long ago that that period of time was years. But nowadays, that's speed, that's sped up, and we're moving so much faster. If, in case you hadn't noticed, perhaps you can start to pay attention that you are manifesting so quickly right now, and it's just going to keep speeding up. So the polarities are becoming quite extreme, and I had an interesting conversation this weekend with somebody about this. One of the things is that we want to ask to see the truth. Okay, about our reality, about who we are. And when we let go of preconceived ideas of what's possible and what's not, and this isn't in a fantasy way, okay, we're talking very real, that you'll notice if you think or feel something, you get the manifestation of it very, very quickly these days. Now, I know there's some of you who are saying, but I've been asking for more money, or I've been asking for a new relationship, or I've been asking for XYZ, whatever it is, and it's still not here. Okay, here's what the first new way of thinking that I want you to open to. It's already here. It always has been, and it always will be. It's not a matter even of us creating it in the traditional sense that we think of it. It's already here. You're already rich. You're already successful. You're already loved. You're already healthy. You're already whatever it is. It's a matter of what you're tuning into, and what we have to do is shed the old ways of thinking, shed the old things that we were taught growing up, that we've been living our life by. And most of you have already been doing this, but this today is an opportunity to accelerate that. So the one and the one in the 11 and the 11 is you. And you. And because we have two 11s today, to me, I think we're going to go to an even deeper level, an even more profound depth of who we really are. It's almost like a mirror. There's us, our inner and outer self here, reflecting inner and outer self here. And what does that make us possible of? You know, there's been movies in the past where people clone themselves, you know, and they're usually humorous comedies about, you know, what would happen if you could clone yourself, and it would make your life easy, but in the end it wouldn't, and so on. But what if you realized that there you are, the inner and outer you, right here in this reality, and then over here, there you are, the inner and outer you, in a future alternative or another possible reality, whichever one of those things you choose, because future, of course, is just a concept that helps us understand something that's coming, or that we will experience in our concept of time, but everything exists at the same moment. So here we are, and we can be our own guide. Okay, we can be our own guide to help us get from here where we are right now to vibrate to where we would like to be or where we want to experience something new. We're fluid and we're always moving. So the other thing that I really encourage is to get rid of the concept that there's an end goal, there's an end line, there's a place you're going to get to where you've finally achieved everything and you can now relax, kind of an idea. I had this concept much of my life. I was very goal-oriented and wanted to achieve a lot because and that would please my family and so on. And I always thought, well, if I just do this, you know, and get to this point, then everyone will be happy and it'll be okay, and then I can finally relax and enjoy my life. It's not the way it is. What we need to do is to start to enjoy every single moment. And my love and my heart goes out to all of us, because all of us are experiencing some things that are very intense right now. And many of you I know personally, and I know some of the things that are happening, and I embrace you in my heart and want you to know we are all one, and this is one heart and one love and one place for us to all find this connection between who we are, and let ourselves be our own guides. Give ourselves the approval and love that we need. Allow ourselves to be rich. Allow ourselves to have fulfilling relationships. Allow ourselves to be forgiven. Okay? So just a couple more things before we enter this wonderful doorway that we're about to enter. Oh, I don't know about you, but the energy is just pouring through me right now. I'm very, almost breathless with this. I want at such a deep level to share this, to help people really tune into this. The most powerful way to create and experience anything in your life, okay, so anything, from money to love to health, whatever it is that you desire, is to accept yourself, accept your worthiness, accept your power, and then decide, choose, commit right now and in every single moment as you go through every day. Commit in that moment to be, okay, capital B, capital E, be who you really are. Be who you truly are. So the way I used to see manifestation was, well, many different layers of it, but was, you know, think about it, get into the vibration of it, see it in my mind's eye, and this all works, but I want you to, the nuance of this, and do whatever came to me that would lead me to that. And it, but at some core part of me, it was still about achieving something. It was still about becoming something. It was still about deserving something. The reality I've discovered in the last few months, that is a culmination of the last 4 years, of which I can safely tell you have been extremely intense, is that choosing to simply be what it is that I desire and decide from the very core within me that this is who I am, and that I allow it and I choose it and I embrace it and I love it, is all I have to do. Now, is there action involved after that? Of course. But what I'm saying is that this very core part of us is there already. So we have this inner and outer self. This is just an illusion as well, but this is how we perceive it, and connecting the true inner part of us, which is what? Divine, powerful, eminently powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-being, everything, all of those things, with our day-to-day experience and expression of who we are, which we identify as our body, our looks, our job, our roles, our, as a mother or as a wife or as a father, a friend, a nurse, a doctor, you know, a cashier, a teacher, whatever it is. So there's nothing wrong with any of that. It's allowing those to blend and merge and then just choosing to be that. This is so powerful. So I feel like the words are not expressing as powerfully as what I would like to. So I'm just going to give you about a 1 minute explanation of something. In the last 4 years, and I know many of you know this, so I want to start out one by saying, please don't feel sorry for me or for anyone else. If you know someone or yourself that's going through a hard time, the last thing they need is sorrowful energy. Okay, years ago I did a lot of animal communicating and I was a volunteer at the zoo in Albuquerque and there were some white tigers there and I absolutely love cats and I love these tigers and I would sit and look at them every day and I felt deep, deep sadness for all the animals in the zoo, especially these beautiful white tigers, because here they are in these cages. They don't have the freedom to live their life in their natural habitat. And so I sat and I was sending them love, but it was a very sad love. It was a I'm so sorry what we've done to you. It was a powerlessness. And one day they spoke to me very clearly and basically essentially said, stop it. You aren't serving us or helping us in any way by sending us that sorrowful, sad, pathetic energy. We're divine, powerful beings too, and we've chosen this, and we have a right to do it, and what we really need from you is love. Okay, and acceptance for the path that we've chosen. And so I would encourage you to extend that to other people and to yourself. You can't fix anyone by feeling sorry for them. You can feel love for them. You can see a new vision for them, empowered and happy and joyful and healthy and wealthy and whatever it is. And that is what's going to help. Okay, and it's going to help yourself as well. So, in the past 4 years, I went through a very painful divorce. Essentially, everything in my life came apart, lost everything, and started over again. And many, many nuances and other things involved in that. So, did I create it? Yes, of course I did. was I conscious of why I was creating it? No. At different points, I was constantly working on why is this happening? Why do I keep attracting this? And so I went through very deep levels of learning about what it was inside of me. Why did I feel like I deserved to be punished? Why did I feel guilty for wanting my own freedom and wanting to be with happy, joyful people? That doesn't seem like an evil thing, but I had beliefs in me that that believed that I had been taught as a child. So there was a part of me that felt like, you know, I deserved all that stuff that happened. The minute that I was able to shift out of that, then things began to work the other direction. So what's happened to me in the last few months is just nothing short of phenomenal, because I have stepped into my new self and my reality. I have connected my true inner self with the perception I had of who I was, recreated to something new. And I've created a phenomenal new income. I've attracted new businesses and other things that I just didn't even know were possible. And so, and relationships, and just, it's just phenomenal. And it's taken a lot of focus because I've had to shift out of the old way of thinking about myself and how things are created. So the best thing I can tell you is that everything you want is already here. And if you allow yourself to be and to tune into that, you will see phenomenal things happen in your life. So let's move into the doorway of 1111. This doorway is a doorway into our true selves, into our true power, into embracing who we truly are and truly wish to be. And what are we? We are a fluid, ever-changing, ever-evolving being of light, and every single thing within us and within our reality has a million, a gazillion, billion other possibilities of ways of being. So as we begin to center ourselves today into this space, we want to connect with what it is we are in this very moment. So I want you to start by just taking a few deep breaths and activating, recognizing that pillar of light that comes down through you. It comes from infinity and goes straight through the center of you and out into infinity. It goes further and further and further into the whatever, the possibilities that go on and go on and go on. And it's pouring through us in every moment, all the time, rejuvenating us, energizing us, offering us that beautiful divine energy, that raw material to create whatever it is, that we desire to experience now. There are no limits, okay? So let's just tune into that flow, because that divine flow that is who we are, that is moving through us all the time, is full of possibility. It is endless, limitless. It's infinity. And it's with us all the time. There isn't a moment that we aren't in this flow. So just really, really get tuned into that. Feel it moving down through you, up through you, blending and mixing and pulsing movement. We are energy in constant movement, fluid. Think of a river. When you sit and you watch a river, the water flows. And does anything stop it? Not for long. Why? Because it's fluid and it's flexible and it moves around the rocks. It moves through and over the plants. It forms its way around any obstacle, over or under. And it also wears away, okay, wears away things over time. It has such immense power. And so you are this liquid light. You are this liquid power. You are this liquid, flexible energy. So just allow it to keep flowing through you, through every cell in your body, and now let it expand. Feel it flowing through you and now over you and around you. Now remember that we're light beings and we have an amazing light body and an energetic structure that creates this physical body with which we experience physical life. And this energetic structure, this light structure of who we are, goes out and in through infinity. So just keep feeling this and start to feel how your pure liquid light, and you continue you continue to just melt into being this beautiful liquid light and energy. This is who you are. So just really feel that and continue to allow yourself to blend with it and expand it and flow with it while I create, while I intend for all of us to create our space. So we are all connected around the globe and around the universe and around the multiverses with all light forms and beings, with all, whatever word you have for it, the archangels or angelic realms, with all of the energies and benevolent healing energies of the universe, with each other. And so as we flow, tune into this flow, and instead of what we're usually doing, seeing a pillar of light in the center of the earth and surrounding ourselves with a beautiful light structure and connecting through our heart, today, let's allow that fluidness of who we are just expand out and blend with each other and with the earth, the fluid energy of all the stars, the planets, the multiverses, the central sun, the ascended masters, the great white brotherhood and sisterhood, all of our brothers and sisters of light, all of life and creation, like a river. All the little tributaries coming together, like any fluids blending together, we become one and we flow together, side by side, parting, going down different ways, coming back together, and co-creating. So now as we feel this fluidity and we're connected to all in this beautiful way, we begin to move into this new energy and space. So I want you to take your awareness, which is expanded, and just expand it some more. And as you're feeling this fluidness, expand your awareness out and begin to tune in. Have the intention that your awareness is now infinite and open, that it is safe right now and right here in this moment to open your awareness to new vibrations, to new energies, to new levels of experience and new dimensions of realities. And just, I'm going to be quiet for a few minutes here, a few seconds, and just allow you to begin to open to what feels new, and yet it's just a reconnecting and a remembering. Realize that you are so multi-layered and so multidimensional, and that no matter what your life has been to this moment, the connection that you have to all possibilities and all energies has always been there. And today, we're choosing to open our awareness, ourselves, our energy, our bodies to all new possibilities, all existing possibilities, And we have the ability to choose, okay? So now let's flow together in this beautiful multicolored river of light and energy and beauty and power and divine love, pure, pure love. Just allow this to not only bathe the essence of who you are, but let's just let go, okay? Let go. Let go mentally. Let go physically. Let go emotionally. Let go. And allow ourselves to feel and experience at levels we have never experienced before on a conscious level. So we're letting go of the old ways of thinking and being. We're letting go of the rules and the confines and the boxes and the walls. There is no boundary to who you are and what you can be. So those illusions, those concepts that served us well, we gratefully acknowledge and now release. And now if you'll notice as you're letting, and feel free to let go of anything, let go of your fear, let grief, pain, let go of past, let go of your blame, let go of anything and everything you no longer desire to feel or experience. Not have to do or feel anything anymore. Your car complete. Your choice yours from the moment on. And now you can open to the new sensations and the new flow, the blend and the possibilities. So now each and every second that you let go at a deeper level and just keep letting go, feel it, relax into it, let go with your mind. There's nothing to fear. There's no thing. There's no energy. There's no person. There is nothing that can hurt you. Your faith, your power, and this will take you into that power so that you can live it every day. So as we let go, we're flowing towards a doorway. We're flowing as a beautiful, multicolored, multi-layered river flowing through the cosmos, through space, through time, past time, past illusion. Here we are, we're flowing together, blending and expanding and moving way ahead. There's a gorgeous doorway, an amazing golden door far up ahead of us, and we're flowing towards it. And the faster we go is an indication of how much we're letting go of the past and our old ways of being and our true essence, which is a part of this river and yet is on the other side of this doorway. We're feeling that connection get strong, powerful within us. Feel your body tingling and expanding, light and airy, flowing, supported and loved and fluid, moving towards this, letting go, letting go, letting go. as we move into this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful new space where we will reconnect at the deepest level, at the wholeness level with our true selves and find that mirror of ourselves. So the doorway, this beautiful golden doorway, is getting closer and closer as we're flowing towards it. The doors are opening. They're gorgeous. They're shining. They're luminescent. They're just incredible and enormous. And they're moving open as this river of light that we are is moving one and one and one and one. And we make up all that is. So we're about to enter this doorway. Take a beautiful deep breath and expand this out as far as you can possibly be aware. And intend that the moment you flow through this doorway, all that no longer serves you, all that's a problem or a challenge, all that no longer was a part of who you truly are, will be left, and you will comprehend and connect right into the arms of your true divine self. So here we are, we're beginning to enter this space that's pouring through the door. 3, 2, 1. Feel that expansion. Feel that opening. Feel the unbelievable love that's engulfing you. You're flowing and blending. Now you're being held and expanded. You're floating and flying. One with yourself, one with divine, one. You are one and one. Feel that divine peace, that divine love. Feel that vibration of possibility. Just allow it to sink in, to become, to be with. You're in motion, and yet you're still. This is a moment of power, guidance, love, connection, communication is pouring through you. Light languages, knowledge, understanding that you never grasped before is pouring through you, to you. You're understanding things at a new level. Just allow it, embrace, absorb it in beingness. This way now, much, much more than you ever imagined. The doorway is gone. The new world is yours. We are here. We are connected with that divine presence of our own beingness. And now the fun begins. Be with yourself in peace as we float and flow, float and flow. Feel this, absorb this. You are an immense expanded being. You are now connected to your true beingness, and as one, you are beginning to merge and flow and blend. just experience this blending. Experience this blending and allow it to happen. No more separation. No more future. Just now. Just energy and love and possibility. Just allow it and to blend. You feel the communication as a flow, as a natural part, a natural beingness. It's a knowing within you. You now know that you know. You know that you know. Now that you know, all knowing is here. With you and for you now. You know that you know. You know that you are. So now the first step of the 11-11 has occurred. Now you have merged with yourself, with your beingness. Your inner and outer, so to speak, is now one beingness. So now, let's what the other side, 11-11, other 11. Let's invoke our divine beingness, reality of power in divine love. So how do we connect now with the other side of that 11, the other part, that mirror of who we are? What is that mirror there for? What is the purpose of it? What is the beingness of it? Well, for one, we are multidimensional beings. We exist on all levels, and yet our awareness is only in one or two at a time. The other side of us, the other 11, is that amazing awareness, that being all possibilities in every moment. This is a dance that we live when we're consciously living our life in the day-to-day process. Our awareness is on focused on a few very specific things. Now we have connected and blended ourselves. We can experience that in a whole new level, in a whole new vibration. And now we're going to invoke the ability, the choice, that the other awareness, the other side of us that's aware of all things at all times, is clear to connect with us. So we want to create a clear and open channel. So here you are, you're floating in this beautiful river, this bubble. We're moving along, and now you see all around you in this beautiful space that goes on forever in every direction with beautiful energy, waves of light and color all around us. This vibration, this is your access point to every possibility. And from this place, you can invoke a new reality, a new experience, a new income, a new relationship. So, feel out from this beautiful connected space that you are. Expand out. expand out into this beautiful place that you're in now and connect. Put out the feeling and ask and invite in an intimate, clear channel, a clear connection with that oneness, the all, the I am, the flames, the light, the connection to the multidimensional, absolutely fully aware side of you. Now the intention is that I am connected at all times, in all places, safely, joyfully, clearly, divinely, with my all-knowing, all-seeing, omnipresent beingness. And this channel comes to me in perfect time and perfect place, bringing me the inspiration, the ideas, the guidance, the courage, and the love to step in to that which I desire each and every day. New possibility, expanded possibility, every and anything that I desire to experience and create, there is a clear channel now from me to me. From those levels of expanded divine awareness to the levels of my focused awareness in my day-to-day life. I now choose to consciously create my reality in this moment and all moments. I am my own guide. I am my own mystic. I am my own divine being. I am already joyful, rich, and healthy. I am an excellent receiver. I open this channel and connect to all possibilities. Now, I want you to use this as your own buffet, as your own library, and choose right now, today, on 11-11, what is the beingness you desire to be now? There are no limits, no one, no thing that you have or haven't done or have or don't have. None of this can limit you. That's all illusion that we left behind on the other side. This is a new world we've stepped into. So browse this beautiful place. Connect fully with this omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent beingness of you in this moment in space. And create the new you. Create the income, the relationship, the body, the opportunities, whatever it is you choose to experience now, all possibilities are available at all times, and you are here in this space, timeless and limitless. This is the time and the place to allow that connection with you and with you, to browse and discover what it is you truly desire to be. And allow it to come to you here. Begin to experience it here. Embrace it. Enjoy it. Be with it now. Choose. You are limitless. You're endless. You're divine. Your experience of life is now and here. You choose. You choose. You and you and you and you choose for you. Own this. Allow it to merge and become who you are here. There is no need to worry about how or when or where, because you have connected with the only guide you need, the inner you, the outer you, and the divine you. Have a clear connection now. You can guide you. So step in, create now, choose now what that is. And this will serve as your guide as you come back into your current reality. This is a new blueprint that you are creating. An energetic blueprint. It's like a garment you're putting on, you're stepping into, you're becoming. It's altering your cells, it's altering your organs, it's altering your mind, it's altering your vision, it's altering your knowingness, it's altering your reality and your experiences, and it is real right now. Embrace it as fully as you can. So this blueprint will serve, and you will serve as your guide to get from where your current reality is into this new chosen reality. It's already here. It's time to embrace it. There is no question of deservability. That's not even an issue. It's not possible for you not to deserve that which you choose, because you are creator. This is your time and this is your place. Feel it. Embrace it. Pull it in. Breathe with it. Begin to pulse now. You are fluid and you're connected and you are one. Now take this new choice and breathe with it. Breathe in and feel all of your energy moving in and melting within you, and breathe out. Feel and see yourself here and there, breathing and pulsing with this. Being one is breathing it, living it. Then the belief and the energy, the vision, the opportunities, they're all there. Breathe this in. Breathe it into every cell of your energy body. Breathe it into every cell of your light body. Breathe it into every cell of your physical body. You are. You are. I am. I am. I am. We're going to complete this and ground this and anchor this within by stating 11 I am statements. So each time I say I am, repeat to yourself I am and add your own statement. that affirms what you have just chosen to be, the new you, the new reality that you experience, that you are embracing. We're grounding this by the I am into our beingness. Being is I am. It is now. It already exists. So take a few seconds to just really grasp and embrace this reality you've chosen to now experience. And we'll do 11 I am statements. Whatever comes to you is perfect. Just affirm with your vision and your energy and your feeling and your heart. And with each one of these statements, this is true for me now. This is who I am now. Okay? Give you a few seconds to get ready, and we'll ground this with 11 I am statements. Okay, I am. 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 And one more. I am. Take a nice deep breath and ground the I am that you are. And begin to just rock and feel the energy of what you have invoked and what you have claimed. When you claim it, it is yours. When you choose it, it is yours. When you decide, it is yours. So let's just feel that immense gratitude that connects us to all that is and all that we are, for what we are, what we've experienced. This beautiful place and this beautiful space that's within us and around us at all times, we can access any time we desire. We are safe. We are loved, we are abundant, we are divine, we are wealthy, joyful, healthy, now. All right, so just as you feel moved, come back into your space, your body. This newness of who you are, it's bubbling up. I feel so happy. Oh, this is wonderful. I can see the most beautiful glowing energies all around the world. This blending, beautiful river this light that we are, this connection that we've made, this is now and always will be a permanent part of who you are, and your choice creates in every moment. Remember, this is who you are. You are connected. You are one. You are loved. Now take this divineness that's you and share it. Share it with boldness and bravery and joy and happiness. Being who you truly are, being the wealthy, divine, loved being that you are, is the best way to help others and change the world. And if that's your desire, it is done. Share who you are just by being you, just by being you. You change everything. Thank you, everyone, so much. This is wonderful. I'm just tingling all over. Oh, I want to see. There's a few things here I want to share. We've got Sharon in Owensville. Says, thank you for this program. I awoke this morning with a tremendous energy. I sent to all my Facebook friends seeds of peace. This idea was given to me through the night. Here are the seeds. People today are planting them all over the world. I have been blessed with dreams, sometimes more real than my waking state. And this idea comes from that place. I do have a question. I wake many times and see a black hole on the ceiling. Many times I have felt myself slam back into my body. And then one morning the black hole wasn't black, but a blue-violet cloud with a light hole in the middle. How many others are experiencing this? I have been praying for peace since I was 7, and I'm 55 today. I see 11-11 all the time, almost daily. I have many, many stories of what was once known as supernatural, which I believe is a normal state. Thank you. And then Sharon says, this show is already bringing tears to my eyes, tears of happiness. Bless you and thank you. Thank you, Sharon. Well, if you are seeing 11-11 everywhere, there are a lot of people who have this experience. And in a very basic terms, it's signs, it signals to you, it's that synchronicity that's showing you logic is not reality. Linear thinking is not reality. That there all possibilities exist. And when I say that, that doesn't only mean that if you are having financial struggles, there's a wealthy you that doesn't struggle, that exists right now, and that choosing it and being it will create it as reality. That's one thing. It also means that there isn't any way right now from where we are to understand how things work. And so opening our mind and accepting signs and signals, intuitions and feelings, interesting, you know, experiences, these are all communication. So 11-11 is a communication. It's an energy. When you see it, it's telling you you're connected to something bigger. There's something there for you. There's a message. It's telling you things don't work in a linear fashion. Things don't work in a way. Because if you look at statistics, they're not going to support what we experience in this kind of a way, because we change the odds, the supposed statistics of what should or could happen. And so one thing is, I love the seeds of peace. So we can all on here become a part of that. And what we've done today is exactly that. We've planted a seed within us. We've connected to the power that makes the seed grow. activates that infinite intelligence, that divine consciousness in the seed that is us, and allows it to open and grow in whatever way we desire to see and feel it. So the seed within you is being woken up and has been every time you see that 11:11. Sometimes people see that on the clock almost 3-4 times a day. Sometimes people's addresses or birthdays add up to 11. There could be all kinds of synchronicities happening for you. Believe that these are a sign for you and that it's always good. And that it's there for you, and that you no longer have to pray for peace because you are peace. Choose to be peace. We don't have to ask and pray and hope to bring to us and attract to us what we desire to be and feel and experience. We only choose to be it, and then it is. Then we are. And as we are, as we be peace, as we be wealth, as we be love, as we be joy, as we are those states, we have no choice but to begin to experience that in our reality, because vibrationally we cannot exist and coexist with a vibration that is not in alignment with that. So don't pray for peace anymore. Be it. Because asking sometimes, praying sometimes, hoping, wishing, is like a barrier that keeps it out there, and it's not out there. There's nothing between us and that peace. That peace is us, and it's always here within us. It's whether we're choosing to be it, we're focused on it, we believe we are it. That's the only shift that has to happen. There's no traveling, there's no journey, there's no achieving, there's no grasping, there's no hoping, there's no getting to that other place. That journey from here to there, from dis-ease and peace, is not a journey of space or time. It's a vibrational shift. It's a choice. So be peace. And if you wake up, feel coming back into your body, that's not unusual. We leave our bodies all the time. When we sleep, we're all over, okay? We dream when we meditate. We come and go out of our bodies. We are not our bodies. Our bodies are a vehicle, a tool, a phenomenal gift that allows us to experience life. And yet that's not who we are. So if you're seeing this black hole or blue-violet light hole, to me it's simply a portal through which you come and go, through which you're experiencing different things. We are taught, we are instructed, we're guided very, very often in our sleep. If you wake at certain times during the night on a regular basis for at least 6 or 8 months now, Chris and I both wake up between 3 and 4 in the morning every single night, no matter what time we went to sleep or how tired we are. And there's a sign, that's a signal that we're downloading certain information, we're doing certain kinds of work. You don't need to know what it is, but you might know what it is. So what I would say is open to that. That is a doorway that is bringing you a connection to something that you are working with already, no doubt, and just merging with that, allowing it. And choose to be peace. Choose to be love. Choose to be happiness. Choose to be anything that it is you want your life to experience. So that expectation that we deserve and that we are and that it will happen is the key. You're in harmony and balance right now. If you don't see what you want appearing around you, don't go into doubt, don't go into fear, don't go into belittling yourself or beating yourself up or blaming someone else. That's distraction. Do not allow any of those things to distract you anymore. This has been the key to my phenomenal manifestation, is I no longer am going to give my energy and my power and be distracted by anything that isn't supporting what it is I'm choosing now. When my focus stays completely on what it is that I choose to be and experience now, that is the way to create it and make it happen now in your life, to merge with it, to see it, to allow it to appear. So know that you are the universe. Know that you are divine. And that with all that's within you, the minute you choose to be it, no matter how quickly or slowly you perceive the results of it showing up outside of you, the only way to ever have it anyway in your experience is to continue to be it. And at some point, that vibration of being peace, being wealth, being love, being joy, being a successful speaker or whatever it is you want to do, is your vibration so completely that nothing else can be in your reality, and you will start to experience in your life that which you desire, that which you've chosen. Some of it will appear immediately. Remember, your awareness has to be open, and your belief has to be that it is here and it is appearing, and you have to be choosing it. So stay in that space. I am peace. And in this moment, in every moment, even if something's showing up around me that appears not to be peace, it's either residual, because we are living right now, our reality is a result of what we were being in the past. So what we're choosing to be now may have a little bit of a time lag. It's not in real reality, but for us. So don't allow that illusion to distract you, that if you choose every day to be peace, that there is no way that it can't be true. Now, will you still see things and be aware of things in your life that don't appear as peace? Most likely. What's the opportunity there? You're bringing your peace to that. So remember, whatever you choose to be, you bring that to the world and to everyone you encounter in every moment. And as you are being that, you are altering literally the structure of the energy around you and in the world. All right, everyone. Thank you so much. Let's see. Oh, Sharon has one more. Please tell me, how does one be wealth when they have little money? I truly would like to know. Well, this is my favorite topic, Sharon. And it's kind of an expansive answer. But the best answer I have right now is what I just said. Don't perceive your current reality, your current experience, the money you have in the bank, the amount of money you're making, as a reflection of your true wealth. Choose to be wealth from within you by visualizing, seeing, and feeling you as the wealthy being you desire to be. And as you do that, the external world will alter. You will have to be aware of the opportunities and step into them. I stepped into an opportunity this summer, and I've invited other people to join, and anybody is more than welcome to join with me, that I did not see as an opportunity at first. But it's turned out to be the most phenomenal wealth-building opportunity and health-altering opportunity I have ever experienced, and it's because I saw it as an opportunity and I've stepped into it. So there are most likely things like that in your life right now that have the ability to lead you to that experience. So don't give power to what's existing in your reality. Give power to what you're choosing within. And I'll give you an affirmation for this right now. Just want everyone to know I've completed my book. It's called Already Rich, Magnetic Wealth Affirmations. Open your mind and tune your vibe to attract wealth. And it is a step-by-step guide on how to do exactly that, how we work, how energy is, what your relationship with money is, and lots of affirmations and ways to use them that are powerful and magnetic and create with a lot of power. That book will be launched on November 18th, along with a lot of wonderful things. There will be a free audio that comes with it and probably a free class on that. So stay tuned with that. If you're not on my list at createyourownrealitynow.com, get on that so you will know about it. And remember that as you free your mind like you did today, the wealth will follow, the joy will follow, all of it will follow. It has to match your vibration. Okay, so I'll leave you with this. I am already rich. I feel rich. I know I am rich. I see myself as rich. Money loves me. Money runs to me. Money plays with me and stays with me. Money loves me, runs to me, plays with me, and stays with me. In that statement there, you will find everything you need. You repeat it as often as possible with the feeling and the vision that match it to create your wealth image. Like anything else you want to manifest it, you have to feel it and create it within you first. Okay? Thank you so much, everyone. Joy to the 11-11. And we have one more question. How do you go beyond feeling physical pain like it isn't there? Go into the pain. Actually embrace it and go into it. Energy dissipates when we move into it. It's the resistance or the suppression of it that creates more of that. And embrace and love yourself. It's the best step for that. Tonight, I'm having a phenomenal new program starting. It's essentially free, and I've decided to open up the first call to everyone. If you are interested in that, go to createyourownrealitynow.com and click on mind to body transformation. Hang on one second here. Weight loss transformation program. Now, this is a program, the company's RE that I joined this summer, that I've created an almost $10,000 a month residual income in 2 months, mentored by multimillionaires, and I'm offering that to other people who want a platform for prosperity. They have a product. This is created by and endorsed by Deepak Chopra and the Chopra Center. It's phenomenal on every level, and they have a product called Nutriveda, which is a meal replacement that increases your health and does other phenomenal things for you with Ayurvedic herbs, as well as allowing you to release the weight. This program is designed for people who would like to transform their health and their weight and have the ability to go ahead and be supported not only by that. So technically, to be in the program, you have to buy that product. You can get it for wholesale, and I can tell you how to do that. I am supporting that by offering people who decide to do that, because I'm doing it myself, with once a week for 90 days, a hypnosis program that will transform our self-image from within and address loving ourselves and stopping to judge food and the bodies and everything else. So if you would like to come to the first one tonight and see what it's going to be like, I'm decided to open that up to anybody so that you can get a feel for what it's going to be like. And then if you would like to join the program, either to get onto the Nutriveda to increase your health and alter your body, you can give me a call at 512-772-3554 or send me an email, nan@createyourownrealitynow.com. And like I said, it's also an amazing platform for prosperity that is creating phenomenal wealth for people very, very quickly. And I'd be glad to talk to you about that as well. So that's tonight at 8 o'clock Central. And like I said, feel free to email me, call me, or go to the website and sign up so you can join us tonight if you'd like. And anyone who stays in the program will get all of the hypnosis audios recorded as well for free. So it's going to be very powerful, very fun, lots of support. You don't necessarily need to lose weight or lose much weight. People are using it to increase their health and build their muscle, and athletes use this as well, and it replaces most of your vitamins. So it's just phenomenal, really. And like I said, my book will be coming out in a couple of weeks, and I'm looking for, I also have one other really fun announcement, and that is that I'm going to be having a radio show on the Law of Attraction Radio Network starting December 1st. So stay tuned for that and information as well. So thank you again, everyone. This was just wonderful to connect to you and to be a part of this with you. And I just want to check real quickly, because sometimes I miss some of these. Ariana in Colorado. So looking forward to this experience and joining with you in the group for 11:11. However, I encountered major challenges to the point that I was not able to join until the end of the hour. Yes, this will be offered on replay. Choosing to be peace with the obstacles rather than in frustration. Good idea. Sincerely hoping so, and thank you for sharing your time and energy. Blessings. Namaste. Well, thank you, Ariana. Yes, no worries. As usual, this replay will be available in just a couple of seconds. As soon as I end the call, it will be available for you to download or listen to at the same link that you came to for the call. And I will probably be putting out some more, another email, make sure people know that and have access to it. So no worries, Ariana, okay? All right, everyone. Namaste. I honor the you that you've chosen, that you've blended with, and this has been my great, distinct honor and pleasure to be with you here today. I'm just literally swaying with the energy and the joy and the new possibilities that we've all opened to and connected with, and please feel free to share with me your experiences. I'd love to hear that. So thank you for co-creating in my world. I honor and love you all. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.